Listening Library presents The Dark and Hollow Places by Carrie Ryan. Read for you by Allison Ryan. Chapter 1. This city used to be something once. I've seen pictures of the way it gleamed. Sun so bright off windows it could burn your eyes. At night, lights shouted from steel like catcalls, loud and lewd, while all day long, white-gloved men rushed to open doors for women who tottered about on skyscraper heels. I wonder sometimes what happened to those women when the return hit, how they were able to run and survive with such absurd contraptions strapped to their feet. How different the world must have been before, safe and comfortable. The city is nothing like that anymore. Now, bare beams scrape the sky like splintered finger bones. Half the high-rises have fallen, and scavengers pilfered the intricately scrolled ironwork long ago. There's not much of anything left anymore, just the fear that seeps fog-like through the streets. Fear of the recruiters. Fear of the unconsecrated. Fear of tomorrow. Even so, the city's been my home. Other than the village I lived in as a child, this is the only world I've known. It's sharp-cornered and raw, but it's a refuge for those with a burn to survive. You pay your rents, you follow the rules, and you do what it takes to keep living. Which is why I find myself on the Neverland side of the palisade wall that cordons off and protects the dark city as the last dregs of evening slide across the sky. This is the place where Elias would go when he was desperate for money.